Earth and Sky.
Today, how scientists can now accurately model how a tsunami will strike a coast even half a world away.
A tsunami is unique in that not only does it do destruction locally, like the earthquake, but then it exports its damage.
That's Dr. Eddie Bernard, director of the Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory in Seattle. He spoke to Earth Sky about the tsunami that struck Chile in February of 2010, after a local magnitude 8.8 earthquake. Bernard said the tsunami then traveled throughout the Pacific.
It was going about the speed of a jet, about 500 miles an hour in the open ocean.
He said scientists at the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii were able to determine that this tsunami didn't pose a danger to U.S. shores 11 hours away. Experts were measuring the tsunami wave as it moved away from Chile.
And the first instrumented deep ocean buoy we had, it arrived at that location about 3 hours after the tsunami was generated. The forecasts were very accurate and showed that we would indeed experience strong currents in these and along these coastal areas, but there would be little or minor flooding.
That is, coastal areas of Hawaii and the western U.S. Hawaii still chose to issue an emergency evacuation as an extra precaution. Our thanks today to NOAA Pacific Services Center. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.